Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. A reminder, our coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. I like that answer from Vrabel. And, you know, it's the kind of thing. I said we'd get our member berries earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
That's about the closest you got. But, okay.
But good answer, though.
The people, yeah. The history, it's part of what makes New England so special. The banners aren't going to help us win, but it's a great reminder of what it takes to win. I thought it was a good answer from Vrabel. That would be an example of, you know, Vrabel not necessarily giving you the substance we were talking about earlier, but way back early in the show. Vrabel's going to be a home run from a PR standpoint with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I think the majority of fans wanted him. Even throughout this year, you got calls for Vrabel. Last year, there were calls for Vrabel. I remember last year around this time, before they had hired Mayo, that like couple days when Belichick was out and some of the reporting had started to pop up that like Mayo was going to just be promoted to that job. But nobody wanted Mayo.
No.
Nobody actually wanted Mayo. People either wanted to keep Bill or they wanted Vrabel. Or like you and I wanted somebody completely away from the tree. But those were kind of the three options. Nobody wanted Mayo. So Vrabel had a lot of support last year. And then seeing the way that Mayo failed this year, there was even more call for Vrabel. So you're going to win that. He's good in these situations. Also, something that Mayo wasn't good at.
No.
Which we didn't know going in. In fact, we thought the opposite. We thought he was going to be good at press conferences and interacting with the media and answering questions. And he was in way over his head. Vrabel's good with that. He does seem like, personality standpoint, an excellent head coach. It's sort of like being the face of the place. Like, Mike Vrabel can do that. And now my questions are, who's your offensive coordinator and who's picking the players? And it seems like Elliott Wolf is still going to be a big part of picking the players, which gives me a lot of concern. Like, I like Vrabel, but I don't like Elliott Wolf, and it's still TBD on the offensive coordinator thing.
So on the coordinators, Curran asked him about offensive and defensive. He said, far from solidified. He did say, as long as I'm coach here, coaches have three simple jobs: teach, develop, inspire.
I like it.
But no specifics on McDaniels or anybody else. In fact, he said it's far from solidified. As for roster control and, you know, who would be with him in the front office, including Ryan Cowden, he was asked directly about that. Giardi asked him about roster control. He said shared organizational vision for what we want to do. Conversations with Elliott.
This guy's got his hooks in on the franchise.
We don't always need to agree, but we're going to have a shared organizational vision. And then he was asked directly about Ryan Cowden, who Vrabel wanted as GM in Tennessee in his last days there. He's been in New York the last couple of years. Charles Robinson at Yahoo Sports reported he will be coming to New England, though Wolf will still be in charge of personnel. He said, Elliott and I will have conversations.
Yeah.
Nothing's been finalized. Nothing has been determined. There's going to be turnover. Which is good. New coaches, new faces. That's what the process is.
Need some new players. Need some new coaches.
Including good ones. Yeah. Elliott. Don't draft the sucky ones anymore. Get the good ones.
Well, last year, you know, going into the draft, it was pretty obvious who they should take at number three. You know, there was three top-end quarterbacks. It was out of your control. The two teams ahead of you were taking quarterbacks. You took who was there. This year, man, you could ask 10 different NFL people, what would you do with the fourth pick? And you might get 10 different answers.
Yeah, you would answer Travis Hunter.
I would have Travis Hunter right now.
I think if you watched Penn State the other night, a lot of people would say Abdul Carter.
I'm kind of talking myself into that.
Are you?
I'm very offensive-minded, but like, this guy's a freak show.
He looked incredible in that game.
Yeah.
I'll acknowledge that. I wasn't super high on him at the fourth pick, but he looked awesome in that game. I still like the idea of getting another corner across from Gonzalez. So your guy Hunter, Will Johnson at Michigan.
But I'm saying, so you could go corner, you could go wide out, you could go lineman, okay, you could go pass rusher, or you could go trade down.
But listening to Vrabel, really my real answer is, okay, I would trade down. But if I'm picking at four,
yeah,
what would I do? I think he told you the O-line is going to be important. And
they
I think I think
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
He made that. Yeah. Not, well,
B-S-H-A. Is best it, smart hoss available.
Is it the best hoss or the best smart hoss?
Well, a caller wanted 3 smart hosses coming in, and he might get his wish. We'll see. Fourth pick, you could, I'm still pissed that they don't have the first pick. We should talk about that every day
until
the draft.
We should.
They have the fourth pick. That's still something.
Vrabel was asked about his top priorities. He said, look what's available in free agency. See what you can sign. So he started with free agency. Then he said, look at the teams that can protect the quarterback through free agency or the draft. That's something that's critical. So that might have been a clue as to what they're going to do either in free agency or at number four. But that's how he envisions building the team. I think that's how they built him in Tennessee.
I think it's another
O-line, D-line is how they built it.
Yeah, and I think this is another advantage to being on 3 different NFL teams in some role, right? Obviously, head coach of Tennessee versus consultant with Cleveland's different, but you sort of see it through a different lens. So it's not just, this is how the Patriots do things. This is how the Patriots would take players. This is what they would do with those players. He has a lot more experience with that, so that is a good thing.
Okay, I've been promising some phone calls here. Let's get to them. 617-779-7937. You could jump in line on Mike Vrabel, and still, if you want to talk about Keith and the Bruins, we can get back into that as well. Jeff is in the van. Go ahead, Jeff.
Just a quick question. Do they qualify for Hard Knocks? I'd love to see the behind the scenes.
Not with a new coach, Jeff.
No, if you have a rookie, well, not rookie coach, but first year coach for a team, you don't have to do it. So I think they're probably not.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it, guys.
Okay.
Love the show.
Okay. That was it. He said Patriots and Crafts was what he wanted to talk about, but apparently it was Hard Knocks.
If they kept Mayo, they would have been eligible for the first time, maybe ever, right? Because like playoff teams don't have to do it. Or it's like if you miss the playoffs for like multiple years, new head coach, and there's like one other caveat.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
stipulations. Maybe you just have done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So like they hadn't really been eligible in a long time. I think if they kept Bill one more year, they could have done it. Or if they kept Mayo one more year, they could have done it. But so they'll avoid it once again.
Randy is in Providence. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, I'm excited about Vrabel as the coach. I remember working the game he came up for the Hall of Fame there, and it just felt like it was such a shame that he was going back to Tennessee. But I wanted to talk about the offensive staff. I don't know, you know, we don't know, obviously, if McDaniels is the guy, but it's got to be a possibility. And I think with or without him, I'd be interested in hearing what you guys think about Brian Hartline and Justin Fry being on the offensive staff somewhere. They're at Ohio State now, wide receiver and offensive line coaches, respectively. And they've done a great job putting out quality talent into the league over the past 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not trying to reach to offensive assistants at Ohio State, personally.
Yeah, I mean, you got like, Ryan Day and Chip Kelly, so he's the third guy, right?
And here's the thing. What do we hear over and over and over again about Vrabel? You got to come in. You need guys who have done it. Now I'm going to bring in a bunch of guys from college. No thanks.
All right, Brian Hartline or Josh McDaniels?
As my offensive coordinator, I would go McDaniels.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same.
I mean, I don't want McDaniels here. He's not my top choice, but I would go with
Josh
him in that
McCown
scenario.
Or Josh McDaniels.
I would go McCown.
Yeah, me too. He has that. He worked with May in high school, for God's sakes. But then, I don't know, working with Sam Darnold and the Vikings, like it's something different.
So
like that.
This remains my takeaway with Vrabel. And, you know, he gave you some of this in the press conference. No more excuses. That's done. You're going to take advantage of bad football. Guys are going to be on time. They're going to be respectful, et cetera, et cetera. No more excuses. Can't stub your toe in year one. You got to go out and be competitive. You got to go out and be good right away. There might have been an excuse. I'm not saying it would have been satisfactory. But with Ben Johnson, there's an excuse. He's never been a head coach before. So
right.
there's some learning on the job.
Yep.
There's no learning on the job here.
No.
So you got to get it done. You got to get it done immediately. And I think there was way more substance from Vrabel today than there was from Mayo a year ago. We'll see if that works out, but I think that's an immediate takeaway. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Mike Vrabel, his introductory press conference, your thought on where things stand with Rich Keefe, David Pastrnak, Brad Marchand, and the Bruins. We can get to all of that with your phone calls coming up next.